Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpbc.org.
Good to see everyone this morning.
Well, I'd kind of like to read a little bit to you. Had a bit on my mind here lately is the birth of Christ. Like everyone else this time of year, we pay a little more attention to that. But I'd like to jump over again with over in Isaiah 53:1. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now we'll go over to St. Luke. Who has this been revealed to? I find the shepherds, St. Luke 2:10. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which are to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Right. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Those angels revealed something to those shepherds. Shepherds were considered some of the lowest people around. Out there fooling little dumb sheep and all the troubles that they bring forth. But the sheep is an animal that we need. Wool, matter of fact, I'm wearing wool clothing today. It comes from the sheep's hair. And they also use the sheep for eating. But these men were out in the field watching. And can you imagine, remember, how dark it was then? Back then, they didn't have night lights like we have now. The best they'd have was maybe a fire somewhere over there where they were cooking the meal or a pot of coffee sort of, or some sort of drink. And then the heavenly lights just light up. I think about those men because I've been out at night in the woods. And that lit thing lit up. And then the Lord to reveal something to them. Sometimes we think we're so much better than everybody else. Really and truthfully, some of our lesser people have better handle on the situation of the gospel truth than we do, because we kind of look down and cast upon them. But yet the Lord opens their mind to certain things that's just so wonderful. And that's how they're able to endure, Brother Vaughn. A rich man thinks he gets dependent on his riches too much, carrying him. But a fellow that's poor, trying to feed his family, struggling the best he can, he knows where his strength cometh from. He knows where things he needs. Right. Things are revealed to him. Who's the arm of the Lord revealed unto? Those lowly brothers and sisters that we have. We are part of that group. Sometimes we get thinking we're high-minded. We get thinking we're better than others. But when something's revealed to you, this is verse 15 I wanted to get especially. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem to see the thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. The Lord has revealed his Savior being born to the brethren. Had they just sat there and did nothing about it, would it have kept him from being born, kept him from being known? No. But those brethren got together and said, Let us go see. Matter of fact, Bethlehem is a house of bread, by the way. Yeah. What is bread? That's bread you eat. Jesus was born in a city of Bethlehem. We are to consume him as far as mentally studying it and trying to learn more about him. If we do not, it'd be like these brethren here. If we do not, we won't be able to experience the wonderful, great blessings that God has manifested to us. Right. We are to act upon the manifestation of God revealing who his Son is to you. Does that make you a child of God? No, but it makes you feel a happy child of God. Right. I want peace. You know, when you read up here, verse 14, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. That goodwill that God manifested to the world, to His children, His glorious Almighty God of heaven manifesting these things to us. We should rejoice in it every day. Not only wait to this time of year to rejoice, Brother Vaughn. We should rejoice through it all the time throughout the year. How good God has been, His mercy toward men. Does it make us any better? Yes, it makes us better. But when we know these things, God loves us so much, He manifests it to us. Because He loves us and expects His blessings to be acted upon. Yes. Luke 10:21 talks a little bit about a little bit more of this. In that hour, Jesus, rejoicing in spirit, said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Mm-hmm. Even so, Father, for it seems good in thy sight. You wonder if you're a child of God? I do from time to time. That's our nature. But when we see the things of God a little bit here and a little bit there, and we say, I didn't do this. I couldn't have done this. I don't have enough smarts to figure these things out. God manifested it to me for a reason, and I need to turn around and rejoice and give Him the praise, honor, and glory for it. He'll give me more, and He'll give me more, and He'll give me more.
And it don't run out.
It doesn't run out. Y'all have heard me, I've told this before, I'll tell it again, about the little girl in M&M's. Brother Tom Blair gave me this years ago. The little girl sitting on the front pew, and she was handing out her candy. Different ones come by, and somebody punched her and said, well, you're going to run out of candy. You won't have it. She said, I don't worry about it. My daddy owns a candy store. How are we supposed to be? Right. Handing out the candy, what God has given us, a manifestation, what He's given to me and you. And what is He going to do? He'll give us more. Right. But what if we eat it all up and just set it, kept it, hide it, and no boy took the talent, went and hid it. It didn't go very far at all. No. It just rotted in the soil. Well, to the Lord took it out. Otherwise, it would have rotted, but He took it out and gave it to somebody else. That was handing out the candy, what God had revealed unto him. How good God has been to us. It's been a manifestation that a virgin would be with child. Born and bring. I say, let's go back over. It's in Luke. No, I'm sorry. Isaiah. Isaiah 7. 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. Jump over to chapter 9. 6 says, for to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Isn't Jesus wonderful to you?
Yes.
Is He not the most wonderful person that you can even imagine to know? And He's so wonderful and reveals things to you. He is my counselor. He counsels me. I stop when I'm supposed to stop and say, Lord, what am I supposed to do in this situation? And He gives me counsel, Brother Vaughn. And He tells me to go to His Word and study His Word and try to find the counsel that He gives me. He's wonderful to me. He's my counselor. The mighty God. My God. He manifested Himself to us. He came and was born, had a body like we had, born to a virgin woman. Given a body. What was that body supposed to be? It was a sacrifice. He was born a Savior. He sacrificed His life. He gave His life on the cross for the sins of His people. All those that the Father gave Him before the foundation of the world, and not a one shall be lost. You mean to tell me He went to the cross, bled and died? He's going to lose some folks? I won't have it.
No.
You won't have it. I might be one of them that got missed. I deserve to be missed.
Yeah.
But He manifested to His children, just like you manifest things to your children, for them to have a knowledge of things that's going on around your house. You can only teach them about worldly and manly things. But the Spirit of God has to teach them about the Spirit of God, because God loves them. He will manifest these things to them, and they rejoice when they hear it in their heart. They rejoice loudly and say, Lord, thank you. for being my counselor. Thank you for being the wonderful Savior which I need, because I'm a sinner and I've sinned before Almighty God. I cannot straighten myself out, Brother Bob. I'm useless. I'm no good. But praise be unto God. He is my almighty counselor, my Savior, the everlasting Prince of Peace. Good. That's the reason the angels could sing or say, didn't say they sing, but they said, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Let's see if I can read this back just a little bit different. The glory, let's see, the peace of God was given to men, the knowledge of that. Are we supposed to praise men for this? No, we're supposed to praise God, who is at the highest of high. We are to praise Him and have given that peace, His love toward us. He was such a wonderful counselor to us. How can you explain your Savior to someone else except for trying to explain what little you can? But the love, He loved us so much, Brother Vaughn. We don't deserve it. But praise be unto God for His Son Jesus. Those shepherds got up and went to see what was revealed unto them. If God has manifested something to you, you need to go to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem yourself.
Right.
You need to get up and go and study the Word of God and find out what happened over there. Our children are born every day, every moment of the day.
Right.
This little fella, special.
Yeah.
And there has had something revealed unto them. Just like you and I, God has to reveal it to you what has happened. It's up to you now to be an obedient child to go see
right.
and study it.
Right.
Don't make you a child of God, but it makes you a happy child of God.
Yes, it does.
Trying to find out the glorious things that God has given man. And then that peace. Oh, that wonderful peace. That I use the term, a warm water over you.
Yeah.
And you. Cold in this old world, and you have that warm water of peace and truth just run all over you and say, Lord, there's something beyond this old world that we see here. Something's better coming. But while I'm here, we've been manifested a little bit more of what Jesus has done for us, He's going to do for us. Don't take us home in mortal glory. But our sin debt has been paid.
Yes.
Now we're at peace. What? With the Lord.
Right.
We should exercise that peace one to another.
Yes.
Forgiving one another, loving one another, and praising God for all the things that He has done.
Yes.
So as you study the Scriptures and try to find these things, also find it tells us to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. What to work out? What to work? What happened at Bethlehem? What does that say? What did that little boy grow up to become? A man, our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
But he was born. Thank you. It's so beautiful to me, Brother Vaughn. He was born a Savior. Matter of fact, they told him that he's a Savior, not going but going to try to be one. He is a Savior. He is the Savior.
Right.
These are little small things to think about as we go through this Christmas time of the year where we're trying to remember about Jesus. And I enjoy reading the story over and over. And I love watching the other folks try to make a movie of it. I'm sitting there the whole time scrutinizing. You know, oh, they miss this and they miss that. But you know what? That's not bad either. Because, you've been studying the Word of God and you're trying to see. And sometimes I learn some things from some other angles that they bring out. So, you know, it's a beautiful time of year, like you
it
said,
is.
Brother Vaughn, this morning. Show love one for another.
Yes.
And we need to keep that spirit going all year long. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all letting me come before you. God bless you.